You know, Bob, life is pretty strange. I marvel at it every day. I was thinking the moment that hits me every day is about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning when I let my dog out one last time before bed, and I just stand out there and I stare up at the stars and I think, wow, this is all pretty weird.
Do you see stars where you live?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The very fact that we're sitting here having this discussion, talking about music, playing music. I've got a song, actually, that I want to start with that's all about this. It's all about being strange and about how weird and amazing life is.
A Congleton song?
No. It's lyrically not as...
dark.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But this is from a singer who goes by the name LP.
Oh, yeah.
We had her on the show a couple years ago. She's originally from Long Island. I think she's in L.A. now. But she has a new EP coming out called Death Valley, and it includes this song that is, in fact, called Strange. And I think it's just about how amazing life is and how weird we all are and how we're all connected and in this together. Strange.
Hit it.
Trust in the universe. When you're lost and you're left and it's getting worse, they're the ones you know will get you back. We are strange, and it ain't never, never, ever gonna change. We are strange, and it ain't.
Yeah.
A little amen at the end of that. It has a real touch of gospel in it, this song. It's like it's a hymnal, or like it's a sermon in church, and she's preaching this universal truth, you know, that we're all strange. LP, the song Strange from her EP, Death Valley, she says that she was going through a rough patch in her life, in her relationship that she was in, and she was reaching out to a lot of friends and making a lot of new friends along the way, and it just left her marveling at how strange we all are, and how beautiful we all are, and how connected we all are, and how she thinks this strangeness in life is what brings us all together. Her Death Valley EP is out June 17th.
All this stuff that you're saying is connecting to my next song, and my brain is just doing these, like,
the
wow,
little
that's
lightning bug things
the,
that it does.
The absolute weirdness of how we do our show, which Sophie, our new intern, has never witnessed before, but we didn't know what each other are playing, Sophie, so you're experiencing this for the first time. I know.
See, nothing up the sleeve.
Right.
Nothing up the sleeve.
But my next artists are from Long Island, as is LP.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, it's a big world, right? And you're talking about together. Their song is called As Long As We're Together.
Get out.
No kidding. I don't make this stuff up, do I? I mean, yeah.
Well.
Okay. All right. No. You guys record the song real quick and I'll put it on the show.
Exactly.
So.
Well, okay. Well, I'm.
They're called the Lemon Twigs.
Lemon Twigs.
The Lemon Twigs.
So LT, LP.
Yeah, right. And it's just a single. It's produced by Jonathan Rado of Foxygen. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear that influence. But also, I was thinking about Paul McCartney, having you and I talked to Paul McCartney last week in the interview and writing songs and the way he and John would put songs together, mm-hmm. John Lennon would put songs together. And the opening of the song, I'm going to play the top of this just for like 8 seconds, and you're going to tell me who this sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is that chord that...
Oh, just going from a
like
major
a
down to a seventh,
is it a
like
seventh?
A minor seventh.
Yeah. Very Beatle-y, right?
Oh, very, very Beatle-y. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's play As Long As We're Together, The Lemon Twigs.
If somehow I was standing in your room without my boots, with your spider in my hand, well, and I look at you, and my skin's red. Yeah, arm to arm and thigh to thigh, even though there's plenty of room. And I look just like an owl, and you think that's just fine. But it doesn't matter anyway. I don't think I'll be bitter. Hey, you must not know yourself very well. It will be silent for a few months, but all that shit he said, I don't know what I read. Yeah, keep that sweatshirt wet outside. We've only ever talked like an hour. But I was so happy. This must be common things.
Fabulously weird.
Wasn't it?
That is so great. It was very, like, something from the Elephant Six Collective.
I could hear that.
Yeah.
It's two brothers, two teenage brothers, in fact, from Hicksville, Long Island, the Lemon Twigs, Brian and Michael Diodario. And,
Hicksville?
Hicksville,
You're
Long
making
Island.
That up.
All of this I made up. None of this did you hear. All of it is in your head. I love the way it just starts off with that crazy, stretchy
very
tape
tinny.
Sound,
it's not
tinny,
a good recording.
And then there's this hyper, like the little bongo-y, whatever they could be beating on a suitcase for all I know happens, and you're just like, where did that come from?
I had it on headphones. I looked around like I thought I'd just done something. Did I accidentally hit play on some other piece of music?
Yeah, pretty great.
That was great.
Jonathan Rado of Foxygen produced it. I look forward to hearing more from them. I think we will.
Well, I've got a new song from the tallest man on earth. The tallest man on earth, Christian Mattsson.
From Hicksville, Long Island. Yeah,
from Sweden, actually. Yeah. You know, I think it ties in a little bit, the song. It's called Time of the Blue. Maybe ties in a little bit to what we've been talking about, because it's a song that... Well, I guess I should just leave it up for other people to listen to and see what you think it means. But he's definitely reflecting on solitary moments, in those solitary moments when you have a moment of clarity, you know, when you're alone, like in the middle of the night. The song is called Time of the Blue. It is just a one-off from The Tallest Man on Earth. He released a full-length just last year, Dark Bird is Home. And
that was a good record.
Yeah, it was. He's still touring for that. He found some time in the middle of the tour late one night to record just this one song, Time of the Blue, from The Tallest Man on Earth.
Wind and trust, wind and sleep, wind and know what thoughts to keep. It's not the damn impossible little wasteland farmer.
I get the job, they make it rain. But now I need your shadow friend. That pioneer would ask his kid, are we clowns just running? In your mind, well, you're always late, 'cause the dreams have no ordinary landscapes, and the why in the margin's true. It's where I fly, it's where I scribble that I love you in the time of the blue. How does it feel? How does it ring? How does it teach young birds to sing and ride through the orchestra when it's quiet coming? The time of the blue.
Hear him again.
Yeah, the tallest man on earth, Christian Mattson. He said that he had, when he wrote this, he'd had a very frustrating day. You know, when you're out touring, you're on the road, you don't really have a lot of time to get into a recording studio. And he had all these ideas that he was trying to get down, and nothing was working. And he was trying to fix some old recording gear, and he said that he nearly electrocuted himself futzing around with this gear. And it made him feel like a complete idiot. But he said that feeling like an idiot was sort of like hitting the mental reset button. Huh. It cleared the slate in his brain, and he sat down in his living room and wrote and recorded that song, Time of the Blue. It is just a single, just a one-off from The Tallest Man on Earth. He really helped me come back around to singer-songwriters. I was kind of down on the whole singer-songwriter thing for a long time. I don't mean this to offend people who really love singer-songwriters, but I just was kind of bored with the sound, you know? It was kind of tired to me.
So much of the amazing sounds we started to hear in the late 20th century and early 21st
right.
century, right?
There's yeah.
so much experimentation.
Really.
But I could not take my eyes off and ears off of him when he sings. And his Tiny Desk concert, one of the more popular Tiny Desk concerts we'd ever done, I was surprised by how much people loved it, but it's captivating.
Yeah, in 2010, when he released The Wild Hunt, that record, and that was actually a really strong year for singer-songwriters. Sharon Van Etten also kind of brought me back around to singer-songwriters. Her album Epic came out in 2010. Anyway, Tallest Man on Earth.
Well, I have a singer-songwriter. How about that?
Ka-ching.
So, you know, I was in Austin recently, and I was thinking about people who I'd like to see when I'm in Austin. Do you remember Thor Harris?
Oh, of course. Everybody knows Thor.
Right. So Thor Harris, not our former intern, Thor Slaughter, but Thor Harris was in Shearwater, is how I met him.
Percussionist.
And a percussionist. He's, so much, really. Yeah.
If just imagine in your mind, just try to picture what someone named Thor must look like, and that's it. He looks exactly like what you would expect.
A vibraphone player, he plays clarinet, he makes his own instruments, for gosh sake. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on tour. I'm not going to be in Austin when you come in." And, oh, too bad.
Yeah.
I go to Joan Shelley in Virginia to go see Joan Shelley at Jam and Java, and I'm walking around the club after her set. And this guy, who's now fully bearded, more so than when I'd seen him last, says, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Thor, what are you doing here?" He says, "I'm playing with Adam Torres, the guy who opened, and I missed the opening act because I'd been traveling and stuff, and got there late." So
the whole time you were having the conversation with Thor, was he holding on to a lightning bolt, just sort of there casually?
Right. And I said, "How did you come upon, I don't know Adam Torres at all?" He says, "I went and saw him, and his voice just grabbed me." So I met Adam. He gave me a record. The record he gave me was 10 years old. He's hardly done anything since. He did a little cassette for a little DC label a couple of years ago, mostly demos and stuff. But now he has a full record coming. The record coming out is called Pearls to Swine. And so listen to the voice. Listen to Thor is on this record. The violinist on this song is actually pretty extraordinary, beautiful player, Aisha Burns. So listen to Adam Torres' voice. And
what is Thor doing? Is he on drums?
Thor's in this case, is doing some percussion for this. And the song is called Outlands.
I am the one.
words on that song.
Yeah, it should have warned you.
Yeah.
They're deep and beautiful. Adam Torres is his name, and I've been listening to his record, which is called Pearls to Swine, a bunch. There's one other song out there now. The album comes out September 9th on Fat Possum. It's a really strong, wonderful record. Here's a guy who, you know, 10 years ago makes a record. For some, it's a little cult classic. Then goes off to South America, does volunteer work, all the while writing songs, doing a project aimed to clean the water quality of the Rio Grande River in South Texas, and just making songs and making songs and making songs.
Life is weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of wonderful, though, that we live in a time where somebody can have that life, make some music, and it still winds up in the hands of people who can share it with others. You know, that it's still, like, the music still gets out there. I mean, that's...
I love being able to share stuff like this from someone like him.
And, yeah, and that we can still find it, you know. That's one good thing about the whole life at the speed of light that we're all living right now.
Adam Torres, what you got?
Well, speaking of singer-songwriters and coming around to singer-songwriters, again, a few years back, Chris Staples is another one that I fell in love with back in just a couple years ago in 2014. He had that record called American Soft on Barsuk.
Yeah, it was a big fave of yours.
Oh, my gosh. It had that song Dark Side of the Moon on it, which is just...
Not Pink Floyd.
Yeah, not the Pink Floyd Dark Side. I mean, it's just called Dark Side of the Moon, and it's a song all about... how growing old and being replaced by the child that you've raised, and then knowing that that child will be replaced.
Right,
someday.
Which touched you a lot as having, what, about a one-year-old at
the time? Yeah, he was a couple of years old at that time. But anyway, Chris Staples, he's back. He's got a follow-up record coming out now later this summer. It is called The Golden Age. Chris Staples has been through a lot in recent years. He had health problems. His pancreas quit working, and he developed diabetes pretty quickly. He had a horrible bicycle accident, and he had to have surgery, and he racked up all these medical bills, you know, outrageous bills. Then this long-term relationship he was in came to an end, and he was spending a lot of time just mourning all this loss in his life, loss of a happier time and a simpler time. And then in the process of putting himself back together, he wrote this record, The Golden Age. The name Golden Age refers to our idealized past. You know, we spend so much time clinging to a past that we think was somehow simpler or better or happier, and not living in the present. And
did anybody say Donald Trump? I'm sorry.
Let's make America great again. And this song in particular from Chris Staples' record, Golden Age, it's called Relatively Permanent. And emphasis on the word relatively. Yeah. Relatively permanent.
I wonder if we'll still be together several years down the line. Well, how could I know? You can't know either. This could be an accident or relatively permanent. But either way, gonna stay and love you for another day. How lucky can two people get, hand in hand, side by side? Coincidence, we even met. This could be an accident.
A that's sweet.
Yeah, leave them wanting more. I wanted about two more minutes from that. It's just a two-minute song from Chris Staples. You know, he just says that he's come to understand, of course, that nothing lasts forever and everything ultimately ends at some point, and that's why he really emphasizes relatively permanent. But it's important to stay in the present and not hold on to our idealized past. You know, when you discover a new artist like, well, Chris Staples was around. He did other work before he was released the solo record American Soft back in 2014. But he was a new discovery for me that year. And you're just waiting for that next record, and you finally get it, and you're like, oh, please be good, please, please. I'll just die if this is awful. And it is so good. I was just so happy to find out how great this record is, his new one. It's called Golden Age, and it is out August 19th. Chris Staples. And check out American Soft, his previous record, too, while you're waiting for this one to come out.
Well, right now, I am going to connect James Brown to Black Sabbath.
Wow. All right, lay it on me.
All right. Charles Bradley is the intersection here.
Yeah, okay, there
and,
you go.
And Charles Bradley, for those who don't know, is an incredibly soulful singer who really, his career didn't launch till he was in his 60s.
Yeah.
But when he was a kid, he saw James Brown, when he was about 14 years old, saw James Brown perform. And in his late 40s, Charles Bradley became a James Brown impersonator under the name Black Velvet, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, these days, his new record is called Changes, and that song is a song from the fourth Black Sabbath record that he covers.
Get out.
Well, it was a very uncharacteristic Black Sabbath song to begin with, even the original.
Yeah.
But Bradley kills it. It's just incredible. And so here you go. Hang on.
Thank you. I fill with tears. Wish I could go back and change these years. I'm going through changes. I'm going through changes. Ah! Oh, it's so bad.
He's got it.
You just can't get your head around how it took 60 years for this guy to find an audience like this. It really is incredible.
He's got Charles Bradley has a couple of bands behind him. The Minahan Street Band and the Budos Band are two of the bands that are backing him on his record Changes, and that is a Black Sabbath song.
You would never recognize it, ever.
And but that song in particular talks a lot about loss and losing your best friend. And it's been a very powerful last few days in the news and stuff about loss.
Yeah, it started for the NPR family about a week ago when we lost our photographer David Gilkey and his translator. Zabi Tamana were killed in Afghanistan. They came under fire in a convoy they were in. And then the events in Orlando just a week later has left a lot of people feeling very rattled. And we know the power of music to give people the space and the time to reflect. And there's a song by Lisa Hannigan that we've wanted to play on the show for a while now. And we thought we would play it here at the end of the show. Lisa Hannigan's song, Prayer for the Dying, from a new record she has coming out called At Swim. Just a very beautiful, beautiful song that she wrote after the loss of a friend.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.